first of all. And I've got some Valentine's Day stories for you coming up here at 4:50. Last minute Valentine's Day dates, the top romantic movies, and some would you rather stuff for Valentine's Day. So stick around for that at 4:50. Top stories in the news right now. There was a mass shooting at Michigan State University today. 3 killed, 5 injured. The shooter, I believe, is also dead in this thing. So Michigan State has canceled athletic events after this mass shooting on campus today. The United States has recovered sensors from the Chinese balloon. And the so I guess they were able to recover these sensors in the ocean. I don't know what these sensors are for, just that they recovered them. Okay. Of course, they're trying to get as much as they can from this balloon, particularly any data that might have been streamed back to back over to China, or any data that might have been compiled. So that's what they're trying to find, that kind of stuff. Then in other news, Nikki Haley, we mentioned before, she was going to run for El Presidente, and she has officially thrown her name in the race, being the first Republican rival to take on Trump. Now, I saw something else today. Another South Carolinian, this would be Senator Tim Scott, is expected to throw his name in the hat. So you have two people from South Carolina going up against Donald Trump for the Republican nomination. Still, there's buzz, of course, that eventually Governor DeSantis will throw his name in the hat. But at least for now, this is how it remains. So Nikki Haley announced, and by the way, already you've already got some Trump groups out there, like Trump PACs, who are already coming out and attacking Nikki Haley, calling her a career politician. And so it's just already, like, the attacks have already begun. Tracking inflation. Inflation eased a little bit again in January. The consumer price index slowed down a little bit, but we still have higher prices this year compared to last year by quite a bit. But investors liked that news, and stock futures jumped up just a little bit on that one. Russia-Ukraine update here for you. Moldova has temporarily closed its airspace amid Russian tension. And NATO, basically, one of the things that NATO is trying to do is get more ammunition to Ukraine. Now, that comes the same time that our own representative, Matt Gaetz, introduced a resolution that would stop any additional monies from going to Ukraine from the United States. Basically saying that, look, we've already given them, and it wasn't him. One of the co-signers on the bill, or on this resolution, excuse me, was Thomas Massey, the representative from Kentucky. He pointed out that we've given them $100 billion when it's all said and done. We've already allocated $100 billion. And just the amount of money that actually is when we're running a deficit, which is what I keep bringing up all the time. It just doesn't make any sense. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So there's the West is going to be getting more snow. So when they're getting more snow, having a big storm, what does that mean for you and me? It means we'd probably be getting some sort of storms this way as well. We're looking at getting high winds later this week, high wind advisories later this week in the South. So we'll have to see what happens with all that. There was a derailment of a train in Ohio. Fortunately, we covered it yesterday a little bit because there was toxic chemicals that came out on the train. But fortunately, nobody was really injured in this. So that's good, but there are health concerns because of these toxic chemicals, I guess, that were released from this train derailment. It's Pensacola, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. A couple more stories for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns throughout Pensacola. We are seeing some slight slow-moving traffic. This is going to be on Avalon Boulevard, heading northbound right around the I-10 exit. We are seeing slow-moving typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. This is going to be due to construction with only one lane open. and we have slow-moving traffic in both directions at Bellevue Avenue. This is going to be on Mobile Highway at that intersection, Bellevue Avenue. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect typical afternoon slowdowns, and the new 3 mile bridge is running smoothly. See something else? Just give me a call to the 850-262-6111. That's traffic line number. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
By the way, when we're talking about Moldova closing their airspace after having Russian tensions, I didn't clarify, those Russian tensions are not with Ukraine, it's with them. Moldova is accusing them of trying to orchestrate a coup d'etat. So, oh boy. Ford has halted the production of their F-150 EV Lightning. This is their all-electric vehicle that the pre-sale sold out right away. Well, they've halted the production and the shipments due to a potential battery issue. Okie dokie. And then earlier today was the airing of the full interview pertaining to, with Michael Strahan interviewing DeMar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills player. And one of the things that's getting a lot of buzz, so the piece of the interview that aired before the Super Bowl was he was asked, you know, what happened when you died, basically what happened when your heart stopped. And he said he didn't really feel comfortable talking about that. He's still trying to process it and everything. All right, I can get that. Today, with the full interview, he was asked, what reason did the doctors give you for your heart stopping? His reply, that is something I want to stay away from. So that's, okay. So the doctors gave him a reason for his heart stopping. He's not willing or was told to not tell us. I mean, what? That's something I want to stay away from. The world stopped in order to basically see what's going on. The whole world is concerned for DeMar Hamlin and would like to know, how in the world is it possible for a premier athlete to just have their heart stop suddenly on the field? The world wants to know. What were the reasons the doctors gave you? That's something I want to stay away from. But what? All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around for that.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than
right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. We were just sharing how DeMar Hamlin's full interview with Michael Strahan aired today. And one of the big questions was, what did the doctors tell you the reason why you, as a fit athlete, why did your heart stop? DeMar Hamlin's response, that's something I don't want to get into right now. Wait, what? The world stopped everything for days, prayed for him, been wondering what in the world possibly could have happened. The first time we've seen basically an athlete on national TV to die on the field. First time we've seen this on national TV. And I mean, it's happened before, but it's the first time we've seen it on national TV. And everybody's concerned and everybody wants to know what happened. It's pretty simple, pretty easy to, you know, give us a straight answer of what happened. Here's a few texts. Fentanyl. He's a football player. He probably had too much fentanyl in his cocaine. Yeah, unless he did it like right before the tackle happened, it wasn't fentanyl. Here's something I want to stay away from. Vaccine. Yeah. There's another text says, sounds fishy, Bobby. Absolutely sounds fishy. Why would you not tell people? Unless A, you did something wrong and you're just embarrassed to talk about it, or B, you were told not to talk about it. There's another text says, the only reason I can think for him to not want to talk about what the doctors told him is if it had anything to do with the COVID shot. Well, there you go. If you'd like to share what your thoughts are, 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news. I'm Joe Ford. Interesting debate online, social media, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, going on regarding a decision that Pensacola Christian College made to cancel a performance by an a cappella group, the King's Singers. The group released a statement saying their performance was canceled over lifestyle concerns, specifically the sexuality over one of the members of the group. PCC responded with a statement saying they, quote, cannot knowingly give an implied or direct endorsement of anything that violates the Holy Scripture. Also adding that the group was treated with dignity and respect when informed and were paid in full. And no, this has been covered throughout the day, all the local media outlets, of course, Bobby, but also probably at that point where we can expect national news to get involved on this if they haven't already.
Yeah, I imagine as well. This is going to – it'll probably take a day or two, but probably in a couple of days we'll probably have this on a national level where they're talking about – canceling these guys this performance over their lifestyle. So
yeah,
and then you're gonna get the out of towners coming in and saying their piece and the whole works like that. So
President Biden also saying he's praying for those affected by last night's shooting in Michigan State. Three students were killed, five others injured. Top military officials vowing to back Ukraine for as long as it takes as the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion approaches. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said Russia has inflicted a year of tragedy and terror on neighboring Ukraine. I believe it was last week that Congressman Matt Gaetz introduced a resolution calling for the end of financial aid to Ukraine. And the release date for the third season of Ted Lasso is set. Apple TV released the first teaser today, and it makes its return on March 15th. It will be a 12-episode season. Bobby, are you a Ted Lasso fan? Have you seen the show?
I actually just finished binge-watching it for the second time through.
Nice.
Last week. Yeah. I was like, I want to see Ted Lasso again. And I binge-watched from season one through season two, like, in 1 week. I love it. I think it's a great show. And from what I understand, season three is going to be the final season.
That's the word on the street. That's what everybody's saying right now. I hope not, but
I hope not too. So you've seen it, obviously.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's I was actually talking to my son, who's a big sports fan and everything, and I was asking him if he's seen it, and he was like, "No, I hear it's pretty good though."
Oh yeah,
pretty good. I'm like, it's like one of my favorite shows right now.
Yep.
By far, it's so good. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Slowdowns are looking pretty typical at the moment. This is going to be Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Expect your afternoon slowdowns on Highway 90 on the bridge. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. The entire way throughout the Nature Preserve is going to be slow-moving traffic, as well as getting closer to the the Garcon Point intersection is going to be slow moving as well. Getting on and off the 3 mile bridge, moving nicely. Other than that, we are checking in clear. If you do see something else on the roads, you see an accident, have details, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Home Outlet, where you'll find a great new look for your kitchen, bathrooms, and flooring. Home Outlet, 5007 Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, I saw this just over the weekend, happened to come across this website that had the restaurants with the most beautiful view in every state. And there's actually a restaurant fairly close to us that made this list. I'll tell you what it is coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
How sweet.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, join Independence for the Blind for their annual eyeball. Comes up March 11th. It'll be here before we know it. It's going to be at 6 o'clock in the ballroom at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets to help provide programming for the clients to reach maximum independence in their lives. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I saw this website that was breaking down the restaurants that have the most picturesque view in each state. Now, the one in Florida, representing Florida, is Latitudes down in Key West. All right, not probably not a big surprise right there. But the one for Alabama is actually in Orange Beach. Cobalt, the restaurant, made their list of restaurants in each state that has the most beautiful view. So for the state of Alabama, they've got Cobalt, the restaurant, doing that. And in Mississippi, it's not that far away, over in Biloxi, McElroy's Harbor House. So I thought that was kind of cool that we got a couple of them here fairly close to us that made that list. Coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to get your Fox News update followed by your sports hit. And then a reporter kind of reveals herself and her agenda. And it doesn't sound like it's there's not a whole lot of journalistic integrity going on. It happened here in Florida. The discussion was about Governor DeSantis. We'll talk about that coming up here shortly on Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross on News Radio. Thanks.